You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show with the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here they are. Matt and Ouija.
Sit. You just sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sit.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Big Gay Sex Show, The Daddy Years, on Super Bowl Sunday.
And this is Ouija. And we are here to tell you all the things you ever wanted to know about gay sex and
everything you didn't.
And who are you?
Don't. Me? Yeah. I sometimes wonder in the grand scheme of life. I guess I'm Matt. Who are you?
I am your existential self.
Sometimes I wonder about that, too.
Yes, I'm not real.
Sometimes I think we're just an extension of the same light that formed when the universe was...
Did you ever see Fight Club?
Oh, God. Well, that's another thing at the end when you find out, like, it's the same person. You're just like, what? Seriously?
Brad Pitt was all just a piece of his mind.
It
was
a
fragment of his personality.
I'm like, you know, they did this way better with like the Everything Everywhere All at Once type movie, which I actually really liked, and apparently a lot of people that I know didn't. And I'm just like, how could you hate that movie? It was such a good movie. Anyway, but hi, we're here, we're queer, and how you doing?
Because tonight's all about beer.
Yuck.
It's Super Bowl. And I got a Super Bowl for you.
So are you having some sort of Super Bowl gathering at your place?
You know what?
Like
I am having a
whatever.
Super Bowl gooning. So what's going to happen is I am going to go ahead and watch the opening show, which is Green Day.
Oh.
And then the
when is all that?
3 o'clock.
Okay.
Our time. The specific time.
Oh, okay.
Because we're on Pacific time.
We're good then.
We're very specific about our Pacific time.
Because I don't even know where to watch it. Because I don't have, like, regular cable or anything.
You know what? The thing is, anytime I try to watch any of that shit, I'm like, which channel is it? So I got to turn on my smart TV and then figure out which streaming service I fucking have. Because God knows I have 4 or 5 of the damn things. Mm. And I alternate them on a regular. So I'm like, do I have this one? No, I lapsed that one so I could have this one.
Yeah.
And so I lapsed all these damn different channels so I could, like, you know, catch up on some certain shit. Somebody's like, oh, you really got to see that. And so I'll, like, you know, I'll you know, one lapse and turn it off and then go to the next one. So I don't know. At some point, I do have something that will, God, is it, it's not on Prime directly, but I think through one of the apps on Prime, I can watch it, but...
Well, I'll have to check it out because I really do want to see the opening and I want to see the halftime and I want to support it for, like, them,
absolutely.
You know. And because, I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm a huge Bad Bunny fan, but I'm definitely more of a fan than I've ever been before.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you, I'd suck that dick.
Suck that dick.
He is... Yeah, I'd let him have his way several times.
He's got those pretty eyes.
Oh, yes.
He could do whatever he wants.
And Green Day, I mean, they're grandfathered in just because they're Green Day. You know, and they were, anybody who could, at the time that they did, do, like, American Idiot and the songs that they did. And they kind of had a little bit of a... speaking for our generation type thing. When they had, like, their first album out, remember the song where they're talking about all I do is sit on the couch and masturbate and all that, and I'm kind of like, yeah, you're kind of speaking for our generation, dude. To listen to me whine
so
about
everything,
and nothing all at once.
There you go.
Yes.
Kind of like this show.
We still do that.
The show is everything and nothing.
All yeah. By the way, we did tell them who the fuck we are. They're not like, who the fuck is this that I'm listening to?
Well, I'm sure from the entry.
Yeah.
Sit right down on it.
All right. Oh, that's true. We did play our entry. So, were you entered? Hey, let's talk. Let's get all this little stuff out of the way
about Patreon,
which offers listeners a way to support creators like us and get special things, which we have now upped our game, and y'all are getting some more special things.
Oh, you're getting tons of special things.
So,
and I got a special thing for you.
So yeah, they can see some. They can kind of see that special thing on Fridays, but they don't get to see the whole special thing until we're going to do a special giveaway where you get to see a big special thing on Ouija.
Yeah. You know, if you just do enough pecking around in blue sky, you're fine.
Oh yeah, I mean you can see it everywhere, but we're going to show you No, we're not.
You where the sun don't shine.
Hey, but so you can join our Patreon for as little as $1 a month over on patreon.com/BGSS. And we want to thank our newest patron, Sam.
Sam.
It's not on here, so Sam over here.
Oh, Sam.
And we also want to thank those who have been active on our Patreon while we're getting all the new things up and going. And so that is Brian John Moose, Mr. Moose. Oh, so sexy. And Clayton. So, little boy Clayton. Clayton. Not little boy Clayton, but boy Clayton.
Boy Clayton.
Yeah, our dear friend.
Boy Elroy.
And anyway, they've been most active. So thank you for all of that. And we
like it when you're sexually active, too.
And show us pictures of it or videos in small clips. Yeah.
Not small. There's no small clips.
That's true.
Just small actors.
I would say short clips because, you know, that's the thing. It's like I get irritated that I find a really good clip on Blue Sky that is getting me there. And it's too short. And yet there's others that aren't necessarily getting me there that are too long.
Mm. Well, yeah. So I myself just deleted, reluctantly, X. X had some of the greatest clips.
He broke up with his ex.
I did. And so, you know, when you watch a clip on X, it goes right to, like, a very similar, very hot.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
miss that so much. Mm-hmm. I am Blue Sky loyal now, but... there are features about X I'm missing so much.
I know, and that's the thing is that you could find so many more topics. Like, you know, like, because with me, I don't watch the same exact type of porn
every time.
Yeah, like some days I'm really into, like, I want to see hot Latino daddies. Some days I want to see some hot black daddies. Some days I want to see.
Well, and there's times when I want, like, Pearl Ham, and there's other times I want to see, like, Frat X, and there's other times I want to see, you know?
Like, I want to see this type of top. I want to see, you know, 25-year-old topping a 50-year-old. I want to see, you know, bottom or twink tops.
Yeah, I want to see a whole bunch of hot-bodied 50-year-olds in fucking Palm Springs looking like leather handbags, but fucking the hell out of each other. That's what...
Sometimes I want to see a really good orgy scene that isn't just 10 seconds saying, here, subscribe to my OnlyFans,
and
you know.
That's right. Or you could see more at...
Right. So, X definitely did offer a lot of variety, but I haven't had it for at least probably about a year now.
Yeah, Matthew's a bit more altruistic than I am. I was like, I was holding on, hoping that, you know, the world would be...
better.
All of a sudden, you know, like, oh, we're really sorry about this. You could watch my shit again. I'm like, all
right. Right, yeah.
But the world is not very pretty. So, no. At the moment. It's a beautiful world, don't get me wrong, but the powers that run it right now are not nice. So,
So I definitely miss a lot of that, but I love our Blue Sky stuff that we do
get. Yeah, Blue Sky
is
fun. I love that it's a lot of amateur. I absolutely love it.
Yes, but I have to say that it does make... There's so many crappy sites out there, and it's all... And like Pornhub and... X videos are probably the two that I look at the most, right? Then there's, I don't know, there's like a boyfriend TV, I think. And there's something that's like XVXX or something close to that. There's some other sites that are somewhat, but I like to kind of stick to more reputable sites. I don't want to, you know, discover something I don't want to see. But they are so stifled now in the things that they can show and the things, and the creators have to jump through hoops to even have their stuff on there. The most of it is like eight minute video that are just ads for go subscribe to get, you know, bigger videos. Mm-hmm. And that kind of bums me out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I mean, I have no problems with, I mean, I do understand OnlyFans. I get it. But, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Speaking of OnlyFans.
Yeah.
We're not really going to do a strict topic-driven show, but there was this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a comedian named Will Burkett. Do you know? Have you? Do you know who he is?
Sadly, I will probably. I'm sure you know his face, but I do not know.
Will Burkett. That is not who I'm looking for. Wow, I spelled that really wrong. Let me come back over here and spell it B-U-R-K-A-R-T. For those of you, B-U-R. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so he's a comedian. He's pretty well known. He's actually somebody that I think is kind of hot. So have you seen the clips of this guy?
Does not seem familiar, no.
Okay, so he's got all the... When you go through reels, like for me, he pops up like every 10th reel or something like that. And I've always thought he was kind of funny. And not to mention, I think he's hot.
Oh, did you not mention that before?
I don't think... Did I mention he's hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Sad thing is, though...
Uh-oh.
So, he was doing one of those that's not a stand-up thing, but you know how everybody who, like, does anything anymore has to have a podcast. Yeah, well, he was doing some kind of live, you know, like, question-answer type thing, and they asked him something about, like, oh, there was somebody that wanted to, like, buy his underwear or something like that, and... So he was like, oh, yeah, I didn't do that. No, blah, 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 going on about that. And then somebody was like, and you started talking about OnlyFans. And, oh, if I only opened an OnlyFans, I could probably make way more money than I do now because, you know, all these guys and well, probably some chicks too, but, you know, are asking. And he's straight, and I think he's probably married or has a girlfriend. Anyway, but then he started talking, saying that he didn't sell his underwear because and then he started because he has morals, and he started putting down OnlyFans people, like people that do OnlyFans and stuff. I wouldn't do that because, you know, I have morals and things, and I'm like, dude, you're stand up, so kind of don't. So, you know,
yeah, I wish he wouldn't use the word morals. That's not a morals thing. You have you have personal boundaries. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Well,
right, exactly. And, Drew Lynch, he actually did sell his underwear. So, and he did it and turned it into a gag for his show. I thought that was totally hilarious.
I'd sell my underwear, and yeah. I wouldn't take it as a gag for anything.
And by the way, listeners, you can actually buy a pair of used underwear. Weep, weep. But we won't actually call it that. We'll just say, you know, some special Ouija. Anyway, if you're interested, email the show at biggaysexshow@gmail.com. No, anyway. So, but anyway, yeah, he was putting that in that. And, like, my little... issue, my little brain glitch, my little neurodivergence automatically went click, and now I can't stand to watch anything he does. Because I'm sorry, that there's no reason to you know, like,
you,
oh, and who else was it? There was somebody else. Oh, they're trying to do like the right people, and I don't mean they're the right people because they are the wrong people, but I mean the people on the other side, oh, you know, the conservative people,
alt-right,
now are trying to, right, like, yes, are trying to put laws in that will tax OnlyFans people to the point where it's possibly not even lucrative for them to do it anymore. Others that are trying, I mean, just there are so many attacks.
It's time
on
that
OnlyFans,
we need to start taxing
people.
Churches too, then.
Oh, amen. Oh, wait, no, a gay men, girl.
Gay men.
Seriously, I thought that forever.
I know, honestly.
You open your mouth about politics one fucking time, and you need to be taxed.
Yeah, if you're going to tax all your parishioners, 10% there, we should tax back, you know, 1% off of every 10% that you get.
I'd say more than that. I mean,
hell.
And that's the thing. To me, if you, I know we're going way off the sex thing, but we'll get back to it. Trust me, we got a lot to talk about. But to me, when it comes to churches, if you do not have a sufficient amount of money that are going into feeding the poor, to helping your community, to, you know, doing all that good stuff, then that money needs to be taxed and put into, well, I guess I can't actually say much about right now because it would just go into a bank account in another country. Anyway, we're going to move on from all that. We're going to get back to some good sexy. But
back to some sexy.
To me, I'm sorry, but if you put down people that do OnlyFans and call them immoral and all this other stuff, when you don't think that most of those people would be much happier working a good job where they actually made a decent living and could take care of themselves and their families and everything else like that. I'm not saying that they're I'm not disparaging them. I'm not saying that they're making some amoral choice. I'm simply saying that most of them would probably be just as happy working at something that,
yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of work that has to go into that. I mean,
yeah.
They have to market themselves. They have to market the site. They got to market all of these things. They got to find fresh new angles to do everything.
Trust me, as somebody who
puts it out there for free on Blue Sky,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it is a bitch trying to figure out new angles for anything, you know? And because, I mean, essentially, I just have like 3 or 4 angles that are it.
Right.
And, you know, so I mean, to have these people keep things up that are fresh and new. And truth of it is, you're not going to marry this person. So what are you worried about their moral, you know, moral fabric for?
It's none of your fucking business.
Exactly. I mean, we've got people running this country that are doing horrifying stuff. So, I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, so what are you worried about somebody like, you know, showing their cootie, you know, their cooter.
Yeah.
Their penis.
Their cooter or their pooter or, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, yeah. I mean, that's why I fucking love Jonah Wheeler.
Oh, Jonah.
So, you know, like, he not only does, with his friend, does an act, but he is in, like, I swear I can't look at any porn or any OnlyFans or anything else where he doesn't pop them in, and I love it. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a few moments. I don't think we have any real other business stuff
I got some business
to talk up before we talk about you and your fun.
My misadventures.
But I do want to just throw in, go check out Desert Heat Magazine at desertheatmag.com. Go check out Bader Bomb at baderbomb.com. I bought some unscented, finally. I saved up my coins and I got some and I got some unscented Bader Bomb. I fucking love it, and I am very scent sensitive, so even though the other scent is like nice, like it was getting to me, so I got some unscented. I fucking love it. I'm using it all the time, and yes, I am using it all the time, people.
Holla.
Randy Morgan,
Randy
X on Blue Sky, Ryan Landers XXX on Blue Sky, and the writings of Christopher and Chota Akate over on Smashwords and all that good stuff.
I got some Scrota for Chota.
And also, email us anything that you want over at, well, within like taste reasons, please, over at biggaysexshow@gmail.com. And now, let's have a good session of talking about Luigi's Puerto Vallarta vacation. I don't know. Just go with it.
Go with the girl from Ipanema.
But it was Puerto Vallarta. That's a whole different part of the country that we're going to invade soon.
Oh, well.
Remember,
sorry,
girl
Ipanema.
From Ipanema goes to Greenland? I think you heard that song.
Oh.
Anyway.
And every time she walks by, all the boys say, I
fucking love both of those songs.
Anywho.
So you went to Puerto Vallarta.
So, yeah. So, my old neighbor was like, hey, me and my group
Can't
of friends.
Can't you just call him like aged or a daddy neighbor or something like that?
Womp womp. Okay, back to my story. So, anyways. So, my old neighbor, who I used to live next door to, great guy. Loved him to death. We used to, like, so it was funny because we all had, like, regular fences in between our houses, except for we had, like, one strand of fence between us that was a cyclone. So we'd both, like, lay out naked in the back just chatting and talking. And so it was always fun to, like, have, like, a nudist neighbor to, like, you know, talk with through the cyclone. It was
pretty
fun.
My neighbor would be nude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everyone wants that. So, anyway, so we used to, like, you know, we were very casual, very fun neighbors. Nothing weird. Well, not that's weird, but anyways. So anyways, he's all like, hey, I got a place, you know, I'm going to, it's got an extra bed. You know, you want to come to Puerto Vallarta?
Oh, he wants to come, all right.
I was like, well, I mean, my passport's good. I mean, I'm 5 years in on a 10-year passport, so I mean, hey, why not? So I did take him up on his offer and, you know, met up with his group of friends, and we went to Puerto Vallarta and stayed at this really gorgeous place called the Eloisa Hotel. And I say gorgeous place, I kind of mean it's not American gorgeous. It's not like, you know, everything's marbled out and, you know.
No Home Depot faux gold or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, you know, like, you do wonder this beautiful town has questionable, like, you know, you wonder if all of the, you know, sewer lines are you know, open or whatnot. There's moments when you're just like, the whole town, you're like, what's going on here? But a beautiful place. So, I mean, if you've not been to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, please, God, you know, put it on a destination, you know, for you. If, you know, by the end of my story, that you're actually still interested in seeing.
Some of you may not be.
Some of you may not be, but. And the main guiding force and reason why they were going was because it was bear weekend. Bear week. So, and granted, I'm not necessarily considered a bear. Some bears find me attractive. So,
some bears find him bait.
So went to, bear weekend, which is Bear-a-Dice, beef dip.
Okay.
And there's like three different versions. And what it comes down to is there's kind of like the Americans throw one, a party there, the Canadians throw a party there, and the Mexicans, you know, throw a party there.
Was Corey Hart there?
Corey Hart was not there.
Damn.
But there was a man behind the glory hole. I'm not sure if it was him or not, but it had his lips. Very full.
Oh, God.
Very full, big lips.
Yeah.
There was no glory hole, officially.
Did you use it?
No.
Damn.
Well, so when I first got there, it was a lot of, you know, seeing the town, you know, seeing their general area, going to the gay bars. They have a lot of gay bars, really great gay bars. The Studs, there's a really great gay bar. CC Slaughter's, really great gay bar. The Flamingo, really great gay bar. And there's also a really cool bathhouse, and I'm really pissed off I did not get to the bathhouse. But I'll tell you why as we go. But the bathhouse that everybody just swears by and loves is called Spartacus. So, and apparently has
I'm Spartacus. I'm Spartacus. I'm squirting. Spartacus.
This is spot up. But, So I got there. We pretty much had Bear-a-Dice Beach, which is where you board a boat. They take you 45 minutes south on the coast by boat. And it apparently holds, like, you know, good 200, 300 people.
But if they're bears, does that cut down the size?
What they did was they put a couple of dinghies on the outside, and so the bears could float along.
Dinghies. Yeah.
They're swinging dinghies. So we get there. It's all you can eat. It is ginormous, gorgeous couches out on the beach. So you're laying around on these big outdoor couches.
Wow.
You know, so they're like rattan couches with, you know, various seating, whatnot. They all you can eat, all you can dessert, all you can drink for this one price. And so a lot of good looking guys. Everybody was very excited on the way there and continued to be excited. They played really great music. So there's a lot of, you know, abilities to dance or just, you know, wiggle your booty.
Nice.
And then they had live sex shows, but the live sex shows were not necessarily needed because they had dancers. So dancers, live sex shows, and great music. But on the perimeter of this beach area, down into the interior of the area, there was all of these fun cruising walks you can go on. And so eventually, you know, I had my Purple Rain, which I will figure out what's in a Purple Rain and make it a little less sweet, but I will make
it. Oh, that was a drink.
That was a beverage.
Okay. At first I thought you said Purple Ring, and I'm like, what STD is that? So anyway.
Purple Ring, Purple Ring. But
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so it was a really great beverage. Beautiful beverage, purple. It was purple. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I had my Purple Rain, and I eventually like wandered off to the bathroom. Well, next to the bathroom is a really cool like side road to heaven. Mm-hmm. So I go down the side road to heaven after I take a whiz, of course, you know. And I'm walking down this road. You got to go over the suspension bridge and then over into this area that has all of these mirrors everywhere.
What? So,
yeah, these long walkways of mirrors. And in the jungle, it's pretty amazing because it's such an optical illusion. It's very like, it'll throw you off. It'll trip you hard. And so anyways, I get down the way and there is this good looking tall guy. And he's like, hey, can I suck your dick? I'm like,
okay.
You know, I'm like, why'd you ask?
Don't
just
have
fucking
to twist
do it.
My balls.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I drop my pants and he starts sucking. And, you know, we start attracting flies. You know, and I call that flies, meaning that, you know.
Okay. You mean watchers, right?
Yes, watchers, okay. Yes.
I was going to say, maybe you should, you know, he needs to douche. I don't know.
But. Maybe you should get in the ocean because you're stinky. But no, so we started attracting flies, which is my way of just saying licky-loos. Mm. And, you know, because they're not, in my mind, they're not going to be non-flies until they start, like, either they whip their cocks out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mind putting on a show if I know that it's not just a freak factor. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want
yeah.
people to, like, you know, if I'm going to put on a show, I want people to, like, have their dicks out or at least be rubbing their crotch. You don't, okay, if you're right. shy about your dick size or shy about, you know, exposing your penis, you know, then at least just rub your crotch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I will take that as a, okay, good. You know, I'm not
right.
doing this for, like, you know.
Now, is anyone filming?
God only knows. Somebody probably very much could have, but anyways, this guy sucked me off.
Yeah.
But I was still hard as a brick.
Yeah.
And there was this guy, this good looking ginger guy on his knees. This big guy just got done fucking him. And by big guy, I mean like fucking like Russian stature. I'm talking about like ginormously tall and a large man.
I am Michael.
Yeah.
And I so fucked the ginger.
He pulls out of the ginger and I'm kind of. And I kind of look back. I'm like, you know what? I could still go a little. And so I'm like, hey. And I, you know, so I shove it on in. And so I start riding this ginger bear. And it's a great time. It's a good time. And before you know it, the first one's boyfriend comes around and says, hey, you just got done getting sucked off by my husband.
Uh-oh.
Here, suck this. And so he shoves his penis in my mouth while I'm fucking this ginger guy.
Okay. Describe the positions here because right now that guy's got to be super tall.
So I am taking the ginger doggy style on my knees.
Oh, okay. On your knees. Gotcha.
Yeah. So on my knees.
Suck this.
Yeah. So so there's all of these like low chairs everywhere. You know what I mean? So,
gotcha.
So where I got sucked off was on a low chair. Yeah. Where I kind of moved to was just, you know, like 10 feet away to another chair where this guy was bent over with knees on the floor. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I just knees on the floor, fucked him, doggy style. And then the first one's boyfriend came up and you know, was a little like, hey, what about mine? And I'm like, okay. He wasn't well endowed, so.
Somebody's jealous.
It was super easy to suck him off.
Okay.
And it took him like all of a minute and a half. You know, hell, if it was even that, it might have been 45 seconds. But
he must have been a goer.
Yeah, he was so turned on by, you know, watching. I didn't realize he was the husband. He was so turned on by the experience that watching his husband suck me off, which normally blowjobs don't do a lot for me. So you got to be pretty
good
at it. And he didn't get like a full-on load. You know what I mean? Mm. You know, sometimes when you're... If you hit the trigger right, you have like kind of like a pre, like a pre, like a squirt of cum, and then you're still going. So I think that's honestly what happened in this. I mean, I can come multiple times, but in this particular time, the guy sucked me off just enough to get, you know, a mouthful. But then I just transitioned to the other guy and started fucking him, the ginger. And, you know, and ass always gets me there. a clean ass, that is. If I pull out and it's dirty, it kind of kills the mood. And that happens. You know what happens?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, you know. But anyways, to stay with the story. So anyways, while I'm fucking this guy, I'm sucking this guy off. This guy is not very well endowed, so that's actually even better, because I don't mind. I'm not really a big cocksucker, so I'm not, like, looking for, like, ginormous cock to suck.
Right.
You know, but if somebody shows up with an average to, you know, smaller, I'm like, hell yeah, let's do this, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm not
use mouth.
Having to worry about, you know, gagging into the whole damn time, which, you know, some guys are in it, gag on it. But... You know, that's an old story for another time. Look at our archives. But anyways, we knew a guy that was his turn on. Gag on it. And he was this really butch-looking guy, but he had this, like, a very, like, breathy girl voice. And when he would say, gag on it, it sounded like, you know, your aunt who smokes 3 packs a day.
Stuck with, it's like Selma from the Simpsons. Yep. Gag on it.
Yep. So, anyways, but, so yeah, so I sucked him off, finished off in the ginger, and then, you know, went back to my purple reins.
Aww.
So it was lovely. I got into the ocean, but the undertow was so bad. I mean, it grabbed me and it dragged me along the bottom for a second. And so when I got back out, I was wearing these little square cuts because everybody's like, oh my God, you wear straight dad swim trunks. So I've been trying to, like, not wear straight dad swim trunks for, you know, events anymore.
Yeah.
I can't really do, I'm not really a Speedo kind of guy. I just don't like the way they feel. I don't like the way they, I just don't like the way they hug.
Yeah.
You know? Because I'm not even like a brief wearer. I don't wear briefs normally. Brief underwear, I wear boxer briefs or boxers. So to wear, you know, a Speedo is not comfortable at all to me. And I don't think it looks good on me because I'm very square. And I think square guys usually are probably better off in, like, square little trunks. And so I got some really cute square trunks while I was there. An octopus one and jellyfish one.
Oh.
Anyway, I was wearing the octopus one, and they were easy to drop down, but they're really cute and square. So if anybody wants the pictures, I will put them up on Blue Sky. But so there was that, and that was Paradise Beach. And then eventually that night, they put you back on a boat and bring you back up to Puerto Vallarta. And it was beautiful. It was warm. It was sunny. The water was great. It was a little bit longer than I needed to be there because I got my nut and I got my plate of food and they had great chicken. Chicken was great. Let's see. Then, you know, there was that. And so then the next day was another pool party, and it was a pool party at Cheeky's. So cheeky.
Huh.
So that pool party was really fun, but there were so many gay couples in the vicinity. A gay couple, you know, hit me up and they said, hey, you are, like, literally on the backside of our building right now. I'm like, oh, okay. They're like, why don't you come over here and can you fuck my husband? I'm like, hey, you know. I mean, I think I was made to fuck husbands. You know what I mean? I love to have sex with husbands. As long as the husband is there and having a good time watching me, you know, just, you know, belittle and trash his partner's hole.
You're a stud in a cuckold.
Yes.
Okay.
I do love to show these men. I love to give the experience to the bottom. And I'm not a home wrecker. I'm not a home wrecker, but I want to remind the bottom of what can happen.
Hold on.
When
so you're not a home wrecker, you're a hole wrecker.
I'm a hole wrecker to remind them. And also because the husbands love watching it so much that they will usually stand over their bottom. And usually come on my cock, and then I fuck it into their partner. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And honestly, I've done this. That's usually my thing, is the top usually just goes nuts and wants to, is so enthralled in seeing this.
Oh, yeah.
And loves watching his partner be, you know, fulfilled, satisfied, you know, enjoyed by somebody else, you know, whatever the reason, you know, the mental reason is.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I used to talk about how that was kind of my thing, is that I if I were in a relationship, I'd probably enjoy watching my partner get, you know, fucked by someone else. And people thought it was weird at the time. And now it's like, you know, very popular.
So, yeah, so as a single man, I don't mind. And I've often been called a marmalade, you know? You want a little spice in the bedroom? Call Clint. Or Ouija.
Oh, either one. I mean, they're, you know, I heard they're twins.
You know, they're twinning.
Anyway.
Yeah, together, they're twinning. So this guy, cute guys, very short. Both of them were very short guys. I was like, oh, that's weird. But they were from like...
Munchkin Land?
So the first bunch at Paradise, they were all... All of these guys were from the Midwest. The icy, frozen Midwest. So keep in mind, too, if you want to get, you know, if you are in a frozen, horrible, location, Puerto Vallarta is amazing in the wintertime. So keep in mind that, too. All these people know this, apparently. Not everybody does, but now you do. So, this other bunch was from pretty much the same. They're all the M states, Michigan, Minnesota, you know, all of, I know some of them are like, I'm really sorry right now for you. There was like all the M states and Ohio and Wisconsin, that whole like swath.
Okay.
There was a lot of them from that area as for these events. And so, yeah, this bunch was from one of the MCs too. Was it Michigan?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, it doesn't matter this or that. But anyways, so I fucked the hell out of his partner. The husband top, you know, came on, you know, the hole, my dick, and I shoved it back into his boy. So the boy got double cream and double stuff. And
so if eating, go with me on this for a moment. So if somebody comes in your mouth and you like kiss somebody else and push it in their mouth, it's called snowballing, right? Okay. So if somebody comes on your cock and you fuck it into somebody else, is it called like sludging or?
No, I think it's called snow shoveling.
Okay. It's called Zamboni.
Zamboni. Oh, next time I do that, I'm gonna be like, Zamboni! Zamboni! And they're going to be like, why the fuck is that happening right now?
So now, if y'all are listening and you make that catch on, remember, you heard it here first.
Yep.
Zambonying.
Zamboni. Because I do give a bone knee. But, so those two guys were fun. They had a good time. And they're like, hey, you know, can we do it again? I'm like, yeah, if we can catch time. And we were set up to do it again, but I was leaving that day. So it was kind of, didn't work out so well.
Aww.
Yeah, so I was going to do it again, but it would have been a great time. So then there was that. And then there was several days of beach and beach chairs. So what you'll find when you get to Puerto Vallarta is there's a couple locations. They're all along the beach, and there's blue chairs and green chairs. And the green chairs, of course, are cheaper. But you go to one or the other, or you go to Mantamar. Mantamar is also, you know, where you have a section of beach. And then, you know, you have servers that come out to you.
Oh,
so
nice.
You have you have all these, like, really neat beach furniture. And you pick one, and you just kind of lounge there all day, reading your books, getting drunk, whatever your particular thing
sounds
is.
Sounds very nice.
So, my thing was just laying Wi-Fi? There.
Wi-Fi?
Huh? Wi-Fi is king there. So, I mean...
Nice.
As a person from out of country... my AT&T was not always spot on. So my AT&T kind of sucked. It would go from LTE to 3G to 5G and then back to satellite only, you know.
Because I noticed how he's all like, oh, the phone isn't working. I can't text you. Oh, I'll text later when I get to the hotel. And then I get like, and then minutes later, it's like, Clint has sent you something on Instagram. Right,
yeah,
bitch?
Yeah. Oddly enough, though, I will say that Instagram did work without a charm, without a flaw, without a flaw. Worked like a charm the whole time I was there. I don't know what the hell what kind of pact with the devil they had, because I couldn't get, you know, text half the damn time, and half the damn time it would look like it was sending, and then all of a sudden come back later, like 2 hours later, and it's like, you know, red exclamation point, you know, I'm like, dear God, I'm like, You said everything was fine. I must have moved
great
wrong.
Cover story.
Yeah, it's a great cover story. But so there was that. A lot of beach chairs, a lot of flirting. Met an incredible guy. he was a pharmacist from Detroit. So I went over. He was actually on Paradise Beach, but we actually only talked for a split second. And he was a very shy guy. He was a former big guy, and has trimmed himself down and worked out so damn hard. He looked amazing. So I went over to his hotel. Now, see, the thing about Puerto Vallarta is most hotels will not allow you to have guests, or they'll limit the amount of people guests you can have because they have too many people storming the place and then having a big party.
Oh yeah, especially for something like that.
Know that too, that if you are going to Puerto Vallarta, it might be a little problematic to have sex in your hotel room. So understand the accommodations of the place you're staying, because some places will allow you to have two guests per day, which is fine. Standard guy is not going to have an orgy every time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might have a couple over, or you might have one person over, and then later on you might have another person over. So know the arrangements of the place you're staying. It's super important.
So you can slut it up, just not all at the same time.
Yep. But here's the thing was there were so many events happening in town that I had a whole ton of guys to choose from just in my own hotel. So, if you really wanted to, and you're really seeking just to get your dick sucked, fuck some guy, and get fucked, whatever, you probably actually have somebody who will meet that criteria already staying within your building.
Gotcha.
Or a couple that will do the same thing.
Yeah.
So there is that.
Go for the low-hanging fruit first.
There you go. Two in the hand, or one in the hand is worth two in the bush, or whatever.
Two in the ass. Three in the mouth.
Yep.
One in each hand.
And dick to mouth even, baby. Ass to mouth. The whole bit. So there was Quentin, and he was amazing. Great guy. Very cool guy. Very fun. I was snuck into his hotel.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, what we're going to do, I'm going to come down and get you. Now, they give you armbands for the particular hotel you're staying at. My armband was green. The place that we were going was blue. So I had my pool bag because I was heading to a party, a pool party. So I had my pool bag, which had has like a layout towel in case you're in a place without furniture.
Yeah.
A layout towel, and then you also have your pool towel with you and your sunblocks. So I had those in the bag. So when he came to get me, he just kind of threw his arm around me. And I put the bag around my wrist in a nonchalant way. So
it's kind of like sneaking soda pop in the movie theater, right?
Exactly. So he snuck me up to his room.
I'll put it in my cargo pants.
Yep. We left the door open so everybody could watch. No, I'm kidding. No, it wasn't that kind of place.
Oh.
We had a great time. But he had to get going, and I had to get to the pool party. So now the pool party there is their dancers. Almost every pool party has dancers, and their dancers are allowed to get buck ass naked. Unlike most of the places in America where you can't serve alcohol and have anybody naked, because there's the theory that they're going to be raped.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
It really is. So yeah, they.
If you want to see the pussy, you have to have orange juice only.
So, yeah, so the dancers are always these hot, thick, delicious, muscly Latino men. And, they'll be there for that, and then they'll be at the next pool party and showing you a live sex act. You know what I mean? So they're all over the board. But
yeah, it works for me.
Yeah, good times as long as they're getting paid. They assure me that they're all very nice. The ones I met, sat on my lap, and we had deep talks about, how it is to live there and whatnot. Pretty much nobody has a set job. You might go and be the dishwasher over here, but you also have a side job of you make things over here. So they really do have kind of a fun way of living to where they kind of have something they do regularly and then something they do for fun for money.
Okay, because you sent me a picture of a couple of them, and just beautiful, man.
Yeah. So a lot of good looking guys. A lot of them brought in from Mexico City as well. So they're kind of it's kind of like America. You know what I mean? Most of our dancers maybe not be from Sacramento. They might be from all over the Coast and all over.
Yeah, make a name for themselves.
Yeah. So, same with them. I mean, they're from all over Mexico, you know.
Yeah.
They show up for the event, make plenty of money, and then they go follow their bliss. So
cool.
Yeah, so really great time. And then the last real day there, I went, we had some locals here who moved there halftime. So a couple of local boys from Yuba City who had what was known as a pool barn party here had a pool party that was pretty well known. I have never been invited just by chance, and just because I fall outside of their circle, but they were there, and the people I was with, they knew them. So we became fast friends as far as just kind of recalling, you know, everything here. And I have met them at several parties, and they're really great guys. So anyways, on the roof of their townhouses, there is a pool. And it comes with a bartender, it comes with everything.
Wow.
So it's also an infinity pool, so it looks out over the city, and it just looks like you're going to swim off the building. You know what I mean? It's one of those pools that look like you're going to, like, there's no way you're going to, but, you know, because there's, you know, safeguards. But the pool.
I hope so.
Pool water looks like it runs off into nowhere.
Yeah, because, you know, I watched this Jason Statham movie once.
There you go.
And that, I mean, that was not, I'm not doing that.
Not so good. But, so there was a whole bunch of people. If you're staying there, you can have one or two guests. That's one of the places you can have one or two guests. So all of these bear types were up there. And this couple from Knoxville was there.
Uh-oh.
And the first one who kind of walked by me and gave me the eye, you know, about my age, so in his 50s, good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Gave me the eye and was heading to the restroom. Well, I had headed to the restroom anyways, and I was like, well, since I'm going there.
Logically.
You know, so I walk in. He flips around from the urinal with a full-on hard-on. I'm like, this is so porno-like right now.
You look like you need a massage.
He's like, how's it going? I'd be like,
here's your pizza.
He's like, would you like a beef stick? Thanks for coming into 7-Eleven. But would you like a beef stick and a Slurpee? Yes, please.
Brandon Barrett.
he whips out this cobra-headed penis. Really? You know, it kind of flares out a little bit. You know, kind of flares out, and a beautiful penis, but it just flares just a little bit towards the end. I was like, what? And I'm like, I'm the guy. I like to talk like a stud and whatnot. But when I'm in public, I like to be like, God, I don't want somebody's grandpa wandering in.
You go from like, I'm Daddy Bear to I'm Goldilocks.
Hold on real quick. Are we sure we're not going to get caught? You know, all of a sudden I'm 13 years old again.
Oh.
You know? And not on Epstein's Island.
Stop. La 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 la.
Yeah. No, I'm a 13-year-old boy who has found his penis. But anyways, not Epstein's Island. I'm like, okay. And so we kind of start stroking each other. I'm like, oh, dude, I can't right here, you know. He's like, oh, it's okay. I got a place up here. And when my partner comes down, you can meet him. And I'm like, okay. And so, you know, it's kind of spend the day just like, you know, in the pool and lounging around and whatnot. Serious sunburn, but I don't know. It's like, it was one of those sunburns that goes away in like 2 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really weird. I don't know what the difference is just being that close to the equator. But, end up having a really great time. And then finally, the group of friends I was with, I was like, hey, one of the couples here wants to show me, you know, show me the layout of their layout of their suite.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, okay, well, you should then. Everybody knew, you know, what was happening. But it was this guy my age, and then he had a lover that was like 70 years old. Mm-hmm. But the guy was in really great shape.
Yeah.
So, and once again, he's like, hey, would you fuck my partner? I'm like, okay. And he's like, and I'll fuck you. I'm like, oh, okay, you know. And so, I cleaned out. I mean, I always clean out, even though I'm more top than, you know, anything else. I still make sure I, you know, do my best to, you know, remain cleaned out.
Be fresh. And
of course, freshness. Yeah. But
fresh goes better with Mentos. Anyway.
Yep. I shove a couple of Mentos up my ass. It is all good.
Just don't squirt any Diet Coke up there.
Okay, I could do it. Well, you've never been cleaner.
I'm squirting.
Never been cleaner. But we do not support or condone that.
No, don't do it.
Nope. Oh, God, that's all we need to hear is, I have a strongly worded letter for you, boys.
No, it could be on the you can just see us on the news. Like, yeah, like, so these this show called The Big Gay Sex Show, yeah. Somebody shoved Mentos up their ass. But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if somebody's already done something like that.
I'm sure that happens on a regular basis.
But yeah, we say don't do that.
Yeah, don't shove Mentos. Don't mix Mentos and sodas.
No.
Is it Coke? Is it specifically Coke?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen it with anything else.
Yeah, I think it's just been Coke, but I'm sure it's not much different
Coca-Cola,
with any of them.
That is. Yeah. Anyway.
Yep. Oh, and that was funny. So the one thing I will say that...
Oh, well, finish your story first. So,
I was fucking the husband.
Uh-huh.
And then the other husband started fucking me.
Mm-hmm.
So we started... Everybody started fucking each other.
Anyway.
Yeah, I was the meat in the sandwich. Anyways.
Yeah.
So we finished off. They had finished off as well, and I jumped in the shower.
Yeah.
And the one that was my age was very much like still wanting to go somewhere, and so we were still fucking around in the shower. But it was a magical time. And I really suggest that if you go to Puerto Vallarta, supposedly Puerto Vallarta, where I was staying, it was the Romantica. It was the area is called the Romantica.
Okay.
Is very gay friendly. Oh, but while I was there,
yes,
at
cautionary tale,
green
people.
Chairs. Well, I don't know. Is this cautionary?
Oh,
tale,
okay.
Is when I saw Jonah Wheeler.
Oh, that's right. We forgot to talk about Jonah.
Well, I will never forget Jonah. But Jonah came up and he was telling us about his show, and I'm like, I know all about you, and I appreciate your work, and thank you. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And so I'm like, can I get a picture? I hate to be a fanboy about this, but can I get a picture? So I did.
Yeah.
And just the sweetest guy, really good energy. Yeah. Just as much good energy as you think he would have watching his porn.
Cool.
Yeah, just amazing energy. Really good guy. And he was there doing a show with his partner.
Mm.
And they do a show there, I guess, every year. But this one is called Double Indemnity. It's kind of hard to say. Double Indemnity, but it was a really great show. So the last night I was there, I went to see their show, Double Indemnity, and actually ran into this really cute Indian doctor, adorable guy, and we were flirting and whatnot, but it never formulated because I had to be up super early to get ready for the flight. But, so the show was fun. It was all these mashups and kind of parody songs of songs, and they kind of have this kind of fun... they're very different people. So you have, you know, Jonah Wheeler. If you don't know who he is, pause and look him up. He is hot and sexy, but he is also doofy. And I think he'd be okay with me.
Yeah.
He has a hot, sexy, doofy vibe
and
a good heart on him.
Very much in every man America.
Yeah, he's your sexy... He is definitely the sexy guy next door.
Yeah.
You know? He is your hot cousin that you always want to touch his penis, you know?
Yeah.
So anyways, there was him as himself, and then his partner, who is they, them.
Mm-hmm.
And a very, very attractively masculine man, but he likes to wear dresses during this performance, you know? So he wears all these fun, like, you know, very ballroom gowny, very night club. But yeah, at the same time, he's very masculine. So he does this kind of... They have this fun playoff of each other with these songs and...
And you can, by the way, if you want to know more about this, you can find Show Off Jonah on Instagram. And there's a lot of clips of their shows, and they are so good together.
Yeah, so they do a great job together, and they're very fun, very entertaining. At no point was I bored or, you know, even... mildly, like, you know, okay, when's it over? No, I was eating every minute of it up. Yeah. So, yeah, it was quite something. And they offer that there. They offer a lot of LGBTQIA, you know, positive theater.
Cool.
So, yeah. Well, and I say theater, I mean more like shows, you know?
Yeah.
So more like hour and a half, you know, not theater to theater, but shows. Like songs, reviews,
yeah,
variety shows. So,
like cabaret type stuff.
Cabaret.
So we have one more cautionary tale that I'd like you to talk about, though. And this is a shitty thing to talk about. But so it's about the water.
Yes.
Yeah, so you don't want to douche while you're there, you know?
Well, you want to douche while you're there.
With the water.
But, okay, so.
Told you it was a shitty tale, people.
Yeah, this is. So I do, like I said earlier, I like to keep my tail end clean.
Yeah.
So I do use a small little squirter to make sure that I am at least 7 inches ready.
No, I know what you mean, because, I mean, that's the thing, is I don't bottom at mm-hmm. all. But ever since I was, like, 17, 18, I do the same thing. I have a little ear syringe, and I take care of, you know, to that. I just need that extra little bit of freshness. Maybe I was a bottom in my past life. I don't know. But, yeah, so you've always done the same thing.
Yeah. No, because, I mean, I can bottom, and I do know, you know, going into situations that sometimes you never know when sex is going to happen. So
you need to be side flexible.
Right? Yeah, so you need to be able to, you know, if somebody wants to eat your ass when mm-hmm. you're at Home Depot, you need to be able to be like, hey, sure. Sure,
can,
Hugo.
Can you finish checking me out first, though?
I know. Be like, how about the line behind me?
Like, hey, you need nothing, you know, so.
They're like, I can get you a veteran's discount. I'll just say. But, yeah, so.
So anyway,
while you're there, most of the buildings now have internal purifiers, water purifiers.
Cool.
Most of them do, but a lot of them don't. So know your water situation when you're there. Truth of it is, I was using bottled water for the majority of the time I was there.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said, oh, no, I just do it directly from the sink. Mm. And my dumb ass just said, oh. And I'm like, are you sure? Because, I mean, that's still, you're still introducing Mexican water into your system. They're like, no, it doesn't work that way. I had a couple of drinks, and I'm like, you know what? I am tired of, like, you know, dumping this ginormous jug of water into this little tiny little.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always so much easier just to put this little doucher under sink water, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's quick, easy, boom, done. So I had a drink or two, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and do it their way. Well, so I'm still, like, battling a little bit of Montezuma's revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep in mind that if you do shove foreign countries' water in your ass, there might be a price to pay.
Right.
So I'm much better now than I was.
Good.
But, yeah, not back to normal yet.
See, and that's one of the things is that the lining back there and everything is like absorbent. That's
absolutely,
like
absolutely.
Why if people used to do, well, they probably still do like wine douches and stuff like that, is because it gets you drunk like that.
Yeah.
But it's a bad drunk, and you can fuck yourself
up.
Oh,
yeah. You can easily, like, get alcohol poisoning.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, you have to be really careful when you do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, yeah. So, you did not hear from us to actually do alcohol douching. But.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Do not do that.
Well, I mean.
I mean,
find somebody who knows what they're doing, then.
I'm sure there's still people that blow pot smoke up somebody's, you know. Although, careful, because could have some blowback. Anyway.
Blowback.
You're like.
Womp, womp. But anyways, folks, yeah. So, when you are out and about, yeah, check your surroundings. Watch your surroundings. And, you know, always keep your money closer to your heart than anything else. Because, I mean, I wasn't aware of any, and there probably wasn't any pickpockets, but you just never know what
the situation is. You never know. And that's a good, I mean, that's the thing. For any city that is bigly known for tourism, that is something that you should always just, I mean, hell, you can go to Paris and get pickpocketed in no time. One other thing that I wanted you to mention before we wrap this one up is how you almost started talking about it, how you were offered something so much.
So yeah, while you're there, you will be offered marijuana and cocaine and fentanyl, and so I mean, they do. So there is still a thing with a lot of drug cartels there, and although the area is relatively safe, you know, there is still some people trying to give you and sell you drugs. So one of the things I've never been offered directly in my life is cocaine, but I have never in a place been more harassed to purchase cocaine than I have been there.
Wow.
So if you are easy to convince, then please God, remember to bring a friend when you travel around Puerto Vallarta, right, because they're going to try to convince you that you need cocaine. And I am not easy to influence that way. I mean, hell, I'll do, you know, mushrooms. I'll do pot.
Yeah.
I'm not a pot person. I can do a pot gummy, but I feel depressed the next day. But I do mushrooms, I do alcohol, I do poppers. So those are really my only things. And I do alcohol very sparingly because I'm too goddamn lightweight anyway. It's like I'll probably have a beer with Super Bowl here shortly, very shortly.
Yeah.
I'll have a beer with Super Bowl, but it'll probably be just one or two and I'll be done for the day. So, because I do not drink that often. But when I do, I like one or two beer, just enough for a buzz. But yeah, anything more than that, it's kind of wasted.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really drink at all anymore.
Oh, and Matthew drinks his own urine. That's the one.
I'm
kidding, folks. He does not.
No, but
he is not a pee-pee freak.
But I don't really drink alcohol anymore, and I'm not anti it or anything like that. It doesn't hit for me anymore. Like nothing.
Like,
and I don't
do
pot, and I don't do anything else. But anyway, all right. Hey, we're going to wrap this up.
Oh, wow. We ran long today.
Oh, yes. We absolutely did. Yeah. Damn. No, we haven't recorded for a while. So,
yeah.
Anyway, we kind of did our wrap up. So, like I said, send us your comments, questions, feedback, biggaysexshow@gmail.com. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/BGSS. And don't forget that Ouija is the sweetest slut in Sacramento.
Yeah, and so if you do have anything to say about this episode, just make sure that you hashtag Ouija, Puerto Vallarta, sweet slut.
I don't know, that's a long hashtag. But
Ouija,
hey, nobody
PV,
would find it. So.
Sweet slut.
Yeah, and if you want to see pictures of him in his boxers or your
my
swim trunks,
bikini,
let us know, and we will post them on our Patreon.
Patron.
Or on Blue Sky or something. But anyway.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. We love you.
We do. We do.
We will catch you next time. Bye.
All right. Be good.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.